The opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Okay, the Mishnah told us, Nechasim she'ein bahem me'ila are subject to the payments of Nezikin. What are Nechasim she'ein bahem me'ila? It doesn't mean things that are not to include, you know, regular or mundane items. Of course, those are subject to the payments of Nezikin. Rather, referring to things that are kadosh. But yeah, don't have me'ila. What is that? Referring to kachim kalim, shlamim b'chor, Meiser, Karban Pesach, Kachim Kalim, which are brought kashechted throughout the Azara. You have typically 2 days and one night to eat it, and part of it was typically eaten not only by the Kohen, but also by Klal Yisrael. It could be eaten throughout all of Yerushalayim, not just in the Azara, as opposed to Kachim Kachim. Fine, so Kachim Kalim, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, are subject to the payments of Nezikin. Even though the Pasuk says, Ki Igach Shor Isha Shor Re'ehu, the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, the Gemara Darshans, and Laman Zayin, and Meralef, Re'ehu V'loi Shor Hekdish. Hekdish is excluded from the payments of Nezikin. That's only Kodshe Kodshim. But Kodshim Kalim, at least according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, are subject to the payments of Nezikin. According to the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, no. Kodshim Kalim, just like Kodshe Kodshim are exempt, Kodshim Kalim are exempt. Yossi Aglili was the only Tana who held that Kachim Kalim are considered to be Mamun Bailim, and therefore they're subject to the payments of Nezikin. However, and by the same token, the Gemara said in Masechtas Kiddushin, you could use it for Ma'os Kiddushin. If you have an animal that you consecrated towards a carbon shlomim in the Beis HaMikdash, according to Yossi Aglili, it could be used as Ma'os Kiddushin in order to get married, to marry a woman. It's your item for all intents and purposes. However, we spoke about yesterday that even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, this is limited somewhat. When is it considered to be Mamun Bailim? So that was a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, it's only considered to be Mamun Bailim before it's shechted as a karban. After shechted as a karban, when we redistribute it, part of it's going to go to the Kohen, part of it to the Mizbeach, part of it back to the original Bailim, that you relinquish ownership at that point. It's now kulo karban. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ke'ilu, we're sitting at his table and he's doling out food to us. And as Rabbi Yosef Engel explained, when you're sitting at someone else's table and they give you food as a matana, that doesn't become yours, it's just yours to eat, it doesn't belong to you, you can't use it for kiddushin. And of course, it'd be you know, the animal's dead anyways, it wouldn't be any chiv nezikin to speak of. And according to Rashi, even while the animal's still alive, the chelek ha-kohanim, meaning even though part of it is destined to become, you know, owned by the Kohen, after the carbon will be brought, he can't use it as Ma'os Kiddushin. Even though he does have futures in this animal, that's only considered to be a gift that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him, like he's sitting at a Kadosh Baruch Hu's table. It's only limited to the Chelek HaBailim, and it's only while the animal is alive. Tosfos disagreed. Tosfos felt that the Chelek HaKohanim is never, just like Rashi, the Chelek HaKohanim never belongs to the Kohen. Futures before the animal shechted, and even subsequently, like Rashi held. However, Tosfos goes a little bit further than Rashi. That Tosfos' opinion is that it's considered to be mamon bailim. Not only, the chelek habailim is considered to be the property of the owner, not only where the animal is alive, but even after the animal shechted, you still retain your original ownership of the animal. It wasn't given to you by a Kadosh Baruch Hu because I'm sitting at his table. I always owned this animal before. So the part that gets redistributed to the bailim is also mamon bailim. So it was a machloek between Rashi and Tosfos about the chelek habailim lachar shechita. According to Rashi, it's mamon gavoa, it's mishulchan gavoa kazachu. According to Tosfos, it remains yours. Okay, this is going to come back in the following sugya. That's why I bring it up. Okay, so the Gemara continues. Gufa. Umal lemoa b'ashem, in the context of a person who gives pikadon to his friend, and then he asks for it back, and the friend claims that an accident occurred, and he's not obligated to return it, or it's no longer here. And he takes a shvua that was the case. And if he turns out that he's lying, so he has to pay back Karen V'chaymish, the principal plus the fifth, and he has to bring a carbon osham. But in the context of that pasuk, the Gemara says, he falsely claimed that an object that was entrusted to him was damaged or was lost. And he lied. Umal lemoa b'Hashem. He's committed an aveira against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even though the item that was given was entrusted to him, belonged to his friend, it's still an offense to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the fact that the Gemara evokes the concept of me'ila and an aveira to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, in this context, that comes to include the rabbis, kachim kalim shem b'mono. that Kachim Kalim, why do you use such language in the context of a person who's watching the item of his friend to teach us that there are sometimes things that belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sort of, that also still really belong to you? And that is Kachim Kalim, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that that's Mimono, at least with regards to the Chelek HaBailim, while the animal is alive. All right. Ben Azai Yoimer, the Rabbi says Hashlam, he comes really to explain, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that he's referring specifically to Shlomim. Rabbi Yossi ben Dustoy Yoimer, Rabbi Yossi Aglili could have been interpreted with regards to all of Kachim Kalim, that's Shlomim, Bechor, Meiser, Karban Pesach. Ben Azai is coming to limit it to Shlomim. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yossi Aglili meant, maybe not. But that's Ben Azai's opinion. Abba Yossi ben Dustoy Yoimer, lo Amr Ben Azai ube Bechor. Ben Azai, meant to say, no, it was really only Bechor, not all Shlomim, just Bechor Bilvad. He comes even to explain that Ben Azai further, yeah.
I mean, that one statement is going to pretty much dictate how the rest of the Gemara is going to go.
Not really.
Well, the next couple...
The next couple of lines, yeah.
Right, but meaning, like, why do we take it as, like, granted? Like, okay, obviously Ben Azai says that, and then, you know, at the end of the Gemara, it's going to be the Kashya.
Right.
So, like, you know, what makes it that, like, it's seemingly, it's like Ben Azai's word against Abi Yossi Ben Azai's, like, you know, memory of what Ben Azai said.
No, if we knew what Abi Yossi Ben Dustoy is explaining Ben Azai. We don't really know what Ben Azai meant. Okay. We don't really know what Rabbi Yossi Aglili meant. That's what we're really discussing. Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, Kachim Kalim, Amamon Bayo, belongs to you. What was he talking about? All Kachim Kalim? There's a bunch of them. But Ben Azai says, no, just Shlomim. And now,
Yossi
Ben Dustoy is limiting it even further.
But then what's his comment on Shlomim then?
Would not be, only Bechor. But that's what the Gemara is going to ask. Amamar, Ben Azai, Amamon, the Rabbis says Shlomim. He says it's only discussing Shlomim. Luma ute mai, to exclude what? So we know there are other Kachim Kalim. I would have said to exclude everything else. The Gemara says, no, it's really only just excluding one thing. Umute mai, what are we coming to exclude? Ilem lumute bechor. Hashtum ha-shlomim. It can't be excluding bechor. Bechor must also be bamon bailim. Why? Because hashtum ha-shlomim, shetunin smicha, that's that the owner would place his hands on the carbon and lean, you know, and can kind of confess his averus and place it onto the carbon, or lean on the carbon in order to make it, personalized towards him. Unesachim, it requires nesachim that would come along with the carbon, certain libations. Utunufas, chaze v'shoik, the part that was going to be later distributed to the kohen, he would do a waving together with the kohen. So all these things occur with shlomim, and nonetheless, amarta mamon bailim, you know, these things are pretty indicative of the fact that it's mamon gavoah. Mishokan Gavoah, you have Nesachim, you have Smicha, where we're doing lots of wavings. There's a lot of procedure going on here. And nonetheless, you're going to come aim. No, this retail, this is still Mamon Bailim. There's a lot that's going on here. Nonetheless, it's still Mamon Bailim. Bechor, me boy. What? A Bechor, which doesn't have any of these features. You can assume it's still, that's Mamon Gavoah, that's Mishochan Gavoah. You would think if it's Mishochan Gavoah, there'd be more procedures associated with it. El Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lemu'ute Meiser, Meiser Behema, that's Mamon Gavoah. Kedesanya, B'Bechor Nemar Lo Sifte, because by Bechor it says you should not redeem it. B'Venim Kartam Chai, while it's alive, you can sell it even if it doesn't have a mum. U'Bal Mum, if it has a Bal Mum, meaning it's not going to be brought as a carbon, so you can sell it you can sell it while it's alive, v'shachot, even after it's been shechted. So b'char can be sold, b'maiser nema lo yigo, v'eino nimkar lo chai v'lo shachot lo tam v'lo balmum. Okay? Maiser cannot be sold, maybe that's mamun gavoa. Okay? So Ben Azai said, even Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds a kashim kal mamun bailim, that's only referring to shlamim, not only Shlomim, exclusively Shlomim, really just to exclude one of the Kachim Kalim, that's not Mamon Bailim. What is that? That's Maaser. Maaser is Mamon Gavoah. Ravina Masni La Sefer. Ravina understood that our entire discussion is really going on Abba Yossi Ben Dustoy. Masni La Sefer. Abba Yossi Ben Dustoy, Omer Loma Ben Azai Bechor Bilvad. Ben Azai said, really, limited Rabbi Yossi Aglili statement to Bechor. Lima'ute Mai. When he said, Ben Azai didn't say that it's referring, he limited Rabbi Yossi Aglili to Shlomim, he limited Rabbi Yossi Aglili to Bechor, What's he coming to exclude? If he says he's coming to exclude shlamim, hashdoma b'chor shekadosh meirechem, b'chor doesn't require any formal act of consecrating it. The minute that it's born as a firstborn from a kosher animal, it becomes kadosh, kadosh meirechem. Ma b'chor shekadosh meirechem imonohu, that he's going to argue is momo b'ilim for kiddushin and other things. Shlamim iboy, shlamim, which I have to consecrate it after it's already been born as chulin, of course. That's mamon b'ayim. So I'm Rabbi Yechonah, no, lemute meiser, again, to the exclude meiser. The sign of a b'chor nem, alo sivdeh, b'chor can be sold while it's alive. If it doesn't have a mum, if it has a mum, it can even be sold after it's already shechted. Lo sivdeh, v'nim kartam chai, v'ba mum chai v'shocha, v'n meiser nem, alo yigo. Meiser is not allowed to be sold at all. V'n nim kar lo chai v'lo shocha v'lo tam v'lo ba mum. Okay. So what is he coming to exclude? He's coming to exclude Bechor. Bechor is Mamon Gavoa. That's not Mamon Bailam. Presumably would be excluded from the Zika and would be, you couldn't use it as Kiddushin, all the things we discussed. Yeah, but it doesn't fit within the language of Abba Yossi Ben Dustoy. See, when we were explaining Ben Azai, so fit in with the language here, if you're going to say that this discussion is really commenting on the statement of Abba Yossi Ben Dustoy, it doesn't fit with the language, because Abba Yossi Ben Dustoy, Omer lo Omer Ben Azai El B'Bachar Bilvad. Not that he limited Rabbi Yossi Lili to Shlamim, he limited Rabbi Yossi Lili to Bachar. But he didn't limit it. He's really just coming to exclude Meiser. The Meiser Behemah is Mamon Gavoah. So then why did he say lo Omer El B'Bachar Bilvad? He said, no, it's limited not to exclude only one case of Maisa Behemoth, that's Mamon Gavoah. Every other case except for Bechor is Mamon Gavoah. So the Gemara says, you're right, Kasha. Doesn't fit in with the language. Alright? That's the Gemara, yeah? Okay. Now the Gemara goes back on what we initially said. Again, the Mishnah said a very vague line. Nechazim she'im b'hem me'ila. Nechazim which are not subject to the penalties of me'ila are subject to the payments of Nezikin. That seems to imply that it is kadosh, or maybe not. So Gemara says, what is that coming to include? Rabba, Amar Mai, Nechasim Sheim Bahem Me'ila, Nechasim Sheim Bahem Din Me'ila. Nechasim that have no shaykhas, no connection at all, no relationship at all with Me'ila. What is that? Am I need to have your regular gums? He said, it's just coming to tell you that chulin animals that are not owned by Hektish are subject to the payments of Nezikin. My new dehedit. One second, if that's the case, but listen, the hedyot. Why does the Gemara phrase it? Why does the Mishnah phrase it in this way? Nechasim she'ein b'hem me'ila, that it's not hektish. Not hektish at all. Not kachim kalim, not kachim kachim, nothing, nothing, nothing. So just say, nechasim she'ein b'hem me'ila. What's this strange language of nechasim she'ein b'hem me'ila? It's coming to exclude hektish from Nezikin, but why use this kind of roundabout language? But listen, the hedyot. Someone says, you're right, Kasha. It's not the best way of saying it. It would have been better if we said it. Nechasim shel hedyot. We would have inferred nechasim shel hekdish are excluded. If it means all hekdish, katshe kalim, katshe katshe. So just say that. All right. Amar Rabbi Abba. New statement. We're going to have to figure out how does this fit in with everything we said until now. But Amar Rabbi Abba. Shlamim sheziku govim mibesarim ve'na govim me'murei. And what is this referring to? You have a carbon. Someone designated as a carbon shlamim. Okay. The animal, obviously, is still alive. How do I know? It's causing damage. Fine. The animal gores somebody else, but it's already been designated as a carbon. So shlamim sheziku, goyvim mibesaron, as we know, when an animal causes damage, you collect chatzi nezek from the animal itself. You sell the animal. If the carcass is there and the carcass can cover the loss, you know, of Chatzi Nezek, so then he takes the carcass. If it doesn't cover the loss, so then you're going to pay from the animal that caused the damage that we've discussed in the past. And let's say the animal that got killed, the roadkill, is not worth anything, so then you're going to collect all of Chatzi Nezek, if it's a tam, all Nezek Shalem, from the animal itself. So, Amar Rabbi Abba, Shlamim Sheziku, Gaivim Mibisarin Ve'eno Gaivim Emurein. So, if you want to collect Chatzi Nezek for, you know, the damage that was caused. Or Nezek Shalem if it's a Muad, you're going to collect from the you sell the animal and collect from the money that the basar and the animal is worth. That's the part that the Bailam are going to get back in the end, after the carbon is redistributed, after the carbon's burned. But you cannot collect from the part to the value of the emurin, of those parts of the animal that are burned al gabi mizbeach. Again, when the carbon is brought, part goes to the kohen, the chaz of a shaykh, the rest of the animal comes back, and part of it is burned al gabi mizbeach, the rest comes back to the owner. So you can only collect from the parts that the owner is going to retain after the carbon. So Gemara just pshita. Obviously, emurin legavoya salki. Those parts are going to be burned al gabi mizbeach. As we said, so just if the chelak, you know, hakohanim is mamon gavoa, certainly the chelak that's going to be burned al gabi mizbeach is mamon gavoa. Lo tzricha ligoy vemi besaran keneged emurin. No, no, no. What's going on over here? You want to collect? Let's say the animal that was killed. Rashi gives the example: animal that was killed was worth 200. So you want to collect. And it's a short time, so you're entitled to collect 100 chatzi nezek. But you're going to sell the animal. The animal is, you know, the animal for its different parts. The basar. So you should really, you know, let's say both animals are 200. That's Rashi's exact example. Yeah, I have two animals, both 200. The animal, once it's killed, is worth nothing, zero. So you're entitled to collect chatzi nezek, which is 100. The animal that's alive, which is the shlamim that caused the damage, so it's also worth 200. But the basar part of the animal is worth less. Let's say it's worth 150. I'm making up a number now. And the emurin part of the animal, let's say it's worth 50, meaning on the open market, what would it sell for? So if you're going to take half the value of just the basar, it'll be 75. So do I say, well, since I can't collect, and if I would have taken half the value of the emurin, it would have been 25, and I can make this guy, you know, pay back the chatzi nezek that I owe him. But I can't collect from the emurin. The emurin, and that's mamon gavoa, is going to be burned al gabi mizbeach. So can I take the 25 that should have come from the emurin and take that from the basar part of the animal? So the animal that caused the damage, the shlamim, again, let's say it's worth 200. 150 is the basar that the owner will retain afterwards, you know, the parts of the animal, the hide and everything. 50 is the value of the emurin, or even the value of the, you know, the chilek kohanim, whatever, is going to be given to the kohen, mamon gavoa now, or whatever. To be burned al gabi mizbeach. I can't take that part, that's off limits. So can I collect their chilek of the hezek from the basar? So instead of taking 75 out of 150 from the value of the basar, I'll take 100 out of 150 from the basar, more than 50%. I'll collect greater, you know, a greater proportion from the basar because the emurin, the parts is going to be burned. They'll got me there because off limits. Sigmar says, no, you don't. Sigmar says, of course you don't collect the emurin themselves, the value of the emurin. Pshita, emurin gavoa salki. Lo tzricha legova mi basar and keneged emurin. You don't even collect a greater proportion from the basar in order to make up for the part of the animal that was, you know, the emurin, which you can't collect from. Yeah, what do you want to say?
How does this look that he's taking, how would it look he's taking from one part of the animal, not the other?
No. You're going to sell the animal. You know, you could take the physical parts of the animal, but that would have to be after it's shefted. You're going to sell the animal. You're going to get money back. Oh, you're going to sell the shlomim. So it must be you're taking the animal itself. Yeah, you're taking the animal itself. So of course they murin, I apologize. So of course they murin, you can't take, that's burned al gabi mizbeach. Even the basar later will be worth, right, the basar later will be worth 150. So do I collect chatzi nezek all from the basar? You know, and let's say it's my part that's redistributed to me after the carbon is brought, yes, is worth 150. Do I say, well, I have to pay chatzi nezek, even though it's more than 50% of the basar that I got back, but I have to make up for the other parts of the animal that lost al gabi mizbeach? Or do I say, no, part of the liability was borne by those parts of the animal that were burned al gabi mizbeach, and that's not my cheshbon. I'll pay back 50% from the part that I got, you know, that I retained afterwards. So I'll pay back 75. That's my fair share. The part that was burned, al gabi mizbeach, that's exempted, that's not my problem. Yeah, we understand. All right. That you're also potter from there. So now the Gemara says, oh, now we have a problem. So Aliva Daman, who is this corresponding to? So the Gemara references you to a Gemara later on. Or so let's turn to the Gemara later on. Where is it? Daf Nun Gimel Mem Aleph. Have a turn to the Gemara later on. Right in the middle of the Gemara, Nun Gimel Mem Aleph, says the Gemara, a Braisa. In the middle of a line, I don't know, 20 lines down, right in the middle. Two lines above the little hay from the Ein Mishpat near Mitzvah. Disanya, Shar Shadachav is Chaver Labar. You have a Shar, pushes another Shar, not your friend, its friend, into a pit. Who pays? Bala Shar Kayev, Bala Bar Patar. According to the Rabbanan of Reb Nosson, the Baal HaShor is the only one who bears responsibility here, not the Baal HaBor. Why not? Why doesn't the Baal HaBor bear some responsibility here? He created a dangerous item here in the middle of all this. So if you look back at our daf, you give him an Aleph, Tosis there explains that it's because the Pasuk says, V'nafal Sham HaShor, the long Tosis, different masco, E. If you look down, maybe 15 lines from the bottom, right in the middle of a line, there's a text that says the words "venira l'ri." I'll spare you the rest of the discussion. The Rabbanan da Amri Baal HaShor Chayv Baal HaBor Pater. Hainu the Baal HaShor Mishalei Mechza B'mur V'tam Revia. They hold that the Baal HaShor is Pater. The Baal HaBor is Pater. Not because he doesn't bear some responsibility here. He does. The Baal HaBor participated in causing this damage to occur. So it's really not entirely the Baal HaShor's fault. It's a technicality that the Baal HaBor doesn't have to pay. Because the Pasuk says, V'nafal Sham HaShor, with regards to Bor, a Shor fell in, the Shor did not fall in. It was pushed in. So the Baal HaBor bears responsibility for maintaining a dangerous item or situation, but he's exempt from paying. Why? The Pasuk says, enough al Sham HaShor, not that another Shor pushed him in. Aval Macherim Mapilim Oso, Bebor, Pater Balabor. Okay? Yeah.
Is this why it's only Dana Review?
Yes.
Meaning?
So even according to the Rabbanan, says Taisvis, that the Baal HaShor is Chayiv, he only has to pay half. He has to pay, if it's a Shor Tam, he pays a quarter. If it's a Shor Muad, he pays Chatzi Nezek, he pays half. Why is he only paying half? Because the Baal HaBor really contributed here. He's also responsible. He had a dangerous item here. And if the Baal HaBor would not have been, you know, that situation would not have been there, no hezek would have occurred. It's a technicality that he's putter from paying. The Pasuk says, we're not full, Shom HaShor, not that it got pushed in. Okay, that's the opinion of the Rabbanan. But do we understand the opinion of the Rabbanan? Yeah. Reb Nosson Oimer, Baal HaShor Meshalei Mechza, Baal HaBor Meshalei Mechza. He doesn't have this exemption for the Baal HaBor. The Baal HaBor also bears responsibility. He's also got to pay. All right. That's if the Shor is a Shor HaMuad. So we split it 50-50. Everyone agrees the Baal HaBor has responsibility here. Come on. If the Bor wouldn't have been here, it wouldn't have happened. In fact, we're going to see he maybe bears the brunt of the responsibility. Fine. But the Rabbanan hold that the Baal HaBor is putter from paying for the technicality, and Reb Nosson doesn't have that technicality. But now there's another point of dispute between them. V'atanya, Reb Nosson Omer, Baal HaBor Mishalim Gimel Chalokin, U'Baal HaShor Revia. Whoa. Reb Nosson holds the Baal HaBor pays three quarters, the Baal HaShor pays one quarter. How do you have that situation? Lo kasha. Habitam Habimuad. The original Bryce was talking about a Muad who pays Nezek Sholem, so he splits it with the Baal HaBor. What if his Shor is a Shor Tam? He's only really obligated to pay Chatzi Nezek. He says, you know, if I would have done it alone, I would pay Chatzi Nezek, but you contributed here, the Baal HaBor. So he says to the Baal HaBor, I'll pay my half, you pay your half. My half of Chatzi Nezek is only Revia, is a quarter. Ooh, you have to pay Nezek Sholem? That's not my problem. So the Baha, you know, the person who was damaged here can retrieve 3/4 from the Balabor. 1 minute, but the Rabbanan held the Balabor really should be obligated to pay also. He also contributed to the Nezik, but he's punted from paying because of a technicality. Because the Pasuk says, an awful Shama Shar, sure, not a bar. It fell there, not that it was pushed there. And nonetheless, even though the Balabor is exempt because of a technicality, the damaged party has no recourse to collect more from the Balashar. You can't collect from that guy? That's not my problem. I'm paying you my part. According to the Rabbanan, you pay your part, and that's it. So if the Balabor's potter, a technicality, he has a loophole, says the Balashar, that's not my problem. I'm going to pay you my half. We're both responsible, I'll pay you my half. If it's a short time, I'll pay you chatzi revia. If it's a short muad, I'll pay you half. Chatzi nezik, I'm not paying you any more than that. Ah, you have no recourse to him, because he's potter, because the potter says, v'nafol shama shor, not that it got pushed there. Ki'ika, leko, shaluma mehai, lo mishtala mehai. Just because you can't have recourse to, you know, to him, don't look to me. We both bear responsibility here, that we all agree. But says Reb Nosson, additional Kiddush. Not only is there no exemption for the Baal HaBor, even though it got pushed in, the Baal HaBor bears responsibility. But Reb Nosson also disagrees with the Rabbanan that Ki Lekalish Dalume Mehai Mishtalim Mehai. If the Baal HaShor could say, I'm only paying you my half. And if my Shor is a short time, I'm only paying you half of my half. You know, because that's all I would have been obligated to pay you. If it would have all been me, I'll pay chatzi nezek. I'll pay you revia, because I only was a contributing party. So where is he going to get the rest of his money? He's going to go back to the Baal HaBor, and the Baal HaBor now has to pay 3/4. According to Reb Nosson, ki lech le shalumi mehai, mishtalim mehai.
What does Reb Nosson do with the pasuk then?
Of what?
With the pasuk, meaning, because we're saying that from the Rabban says from a pasuk that the Baal
HaBor... But nafal shama shor, not that got pushed in, and the Reb Nosson doesn't hold to that drasha. Why, though, should the Baal HaBor be obligated to pay more? Why should he be obligated to pay for that which he didn't do? They were both contributing parties. Everybody in the Gemara agrees. They both contributed half. So why should, just because you can't collect it all, you know, your half from the Baal HaShor, all you're going to collect is a quarter, because he's going to pay you half of a half, which is a revia, if it's a short time. Why can you collect 3/4 from me? So the Gemara in the Gilam et Aleph at the bottom explains, let the Baal HaBor pay half, his half, let the Baal HaShor pay a quarter. That's half. And let the guy lose a quarter. Why does the Baal HaBor have to pay the quarter of the Baal HaShor? Mishum da'amale Baal HaShor le Baal HaBor, because really the brunt of the responsibility is borne by the Baal HaBor. Ana turai bebirach ishkachse at katlose. Because where is the damage found? In your bor. So look in Tysus over there in the Gimel Med Aleph. Tysus explains 3 lines from the bottom. The Gimel Med Aleph, the bottom Tysus. Al kei nira, de bor nami paga nizka of it. Even though the bor only did half of the nezek, mishum she gemar ha hezek. It finished off the hezek. Lamaisa, the animal was found there. Dome kemisha asakulo. It's as if you did it all. So it's true they were both contributing parties. The Baal HaBor is a little bit more responsible than the Baal HaShor. Not percentage-wise, but just, you know, if there's no one there to pick up the slack, he's going to be obligated to pick up the slack. So if the Baal HaShor could say, look, I'm a contributing party, my animal is only a short time, I'll pay half of what I, you know, I'm obligated. I'm obligated in Chatzi Nezek, I'll pay you a quarter. The Baal HaBor has got to pick up the slack. Ki lech l'shtalum mehai, mishtalim mehai, because l'maisa... It was found in his bar. It was found, Bibira, in his bar. According to the Rabbanan, no. The Baal HaBor is exempt to technicality always because it got pushed in. Even though he's responsible, he's exempt from paying. And we don't say just because you can't have no recourse to the Baal HaBor that the Baal HaShor has to pick up the slack. No. Baal HaShor never has to pick up the slack. Yeah.
According to Rabbanan, what would it look like if it was a
tam?
This is when it was a tam or when it was a wood?
It was when it was a tam.
So what's the...
Well, if it would be a muad, we split it half-half. I'm obligated Nezek Shalim. You're obligated Nezek Shalim. We got to split it. We're both contributing parties.
Why is he paying 3/4?
He wouldn't. He'd be half and half.
I'm saying in our case, why is he paying 3/4 if it, the, when I said... The,
that was only where it was a short tam.
So short tam, it should be...
Short tam.
In order to be chetzim.
who's paying the review? Bor is chayv nezek shalem. So he's got to pay. Hey, he's got to pay half. He's got to pay 50. The Baal HaShor says, I'm a tam. I'm only chayv in 50 bechlal, and I share responsibility with you, so I'll pay 25. But where's the 25 getting stuck in the middle? So Reb Nelson holds, ki leklish talumi mehai mishtal mehai, you'd have no recourse to the Baal HaBor, you know, the Baal HaShor, come to the Baal HaBor. Why? How is that fair? The Gemara Pashut asks. So Gemara says, no, it is fair. Because Lamai said the animal was found in the pit of the Baal HaBor. Ki leklish talumi mehai mishtal mehai, it's found in your pit, so you're kind of the real mazik here. That's what Taisa says. You're the goymer.
What's the halamina that you wouldn't go and ask him for?
I'm paying my half. You're paying your half. We're very yekish about it. Mashali shali, mashalcha shalcha. Why should I pay your half? Taisa here says the goymer is really the one who... the goymer is the one who... Shekmara hezek v'damik misha asar kulo.
But does that mean the Rabbana don't hold that the boar caused any hezek?
No, the boar did cause hezek. And that's why the Baal HaShor doesn't have to pay at all. The Baal HaBor contributed here. If it wouldn't have been here, no hezek would have occurred, but it's gzeiras hakasev. It's a loophole, a legal loophole. The nafal, Shama Shor, no one pushed it in. So that phantom half is out there. No one's paying that. The Baal HaShor says, I'll pay my half. The Baal HaBor, he has a loophole and a technicality. That's your ASIC with him. I don't want anything to do with you people. Ah, you have no recourse to him, so you should come to me. The Rabbanan hold, ki lech alish talume mehai, lo mishtale mehai, just because you can't get from him, don't look at me. Oh, let's get back over here. So says the Gemara, what did our Gemara say? Shlomim that caused the hezek, an animal that was a carbon that caused the hezek. See, you're going to bring the animal as a carbon, the part of the animal we brought on Gabim Mizbech, part's going to be returned to the owner. That part will be returned to the owner. And according at least to Tysus, now that'll still be momen bialim. Yep. It'll be returned to the owner. So he's gonna have to pay for the hezek that he occurred from the basar. So the Gemara says, yeah, but he doesn't have to pay, he only has to pay half the value of the basar. If it was a shor tam, or up to the value of the basar, if it was a shor hamuad. But he never has to make up, for the proportion that was contributed by the emurin. So let's say the basar is only worth 150, he has to pay half the value of the basar, 75, even though the hezek was 100, because part of the hezek can be attributed to the emurin, and that part he's not obligated to make up, to pay out of the value of the basar. He's not obligated to pay 100 out of 150 of the basar, only half, perhaps he has it. Gemara says, why not? According to Rabbi Nosson, Kilek Lishlu Mehai, Mishtala Mehai. So, leave the man, yeah, leave the Rabbanam Shita. If it's according to the Rabbanam that they never hold, Ha Amri Kilek Lishlu Mehai, Lo Mishtala Mehai. They always hold, just because you can't collect from the Baal HaBor because of technicality. Don't look at me. You don't go back, you have no recourse to the Baal HaShor. Via leave the Rabbi Nosson, Ha Amri Kilek Lishlu Mehai, Mishtala Mehai. According to Rabbi Nosson, when you can't receive payment from the Baal HaShor, the Baal HaBor has to make up the difference. So, Ibai same Rab Nasan, Ibai same Rabbanan. The Gemara says, no, our statement could either be according to Rab Nasan or according to the Rabbanan. Ibai same Rabbanan. Hanimili betray Gufe. When do the Rabbanan hold just because you can't receive full payment from one, you have no recourse to the other? That's when you're dealing with two entities, two people, two pockets. Ava Bechad Gufa. Here we're dealing with one animal. Oh, so just because you can't collect payment from one part of the animal doesn't mean you can't collect payment from the other part of the animal. Well, it's all the same pocket. It's all the same bank account. Pay me from wherever you have money. You had part of it, got burned, I got me back. Nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with me. Give me my part from what you have. Ebay, so maybe even the Rabbanim would agree with this statement. Ebay, say, my Reb Nosson. Or I'll tell you that it's Reb Nosson. Maybe Reb Nosson, meaning that's why the Rabbanan could have, it's a chiddush according to the Rabbanan. Maybe it was the Rabbanan, and I might have said, since it's all the same entity, you have to pay. Lamaisa, you don't have to pay. No one's arguing you should have to pay the chelek of the emurin. But it's a chiddush according to the Rabbanan. I might have said you would have to pay, even though in general, from one party to another, we say, just as you have no recourse, you know, to one, doesn't mean I have to make up for the difference. Here, I might have said it because it's all one pocket. Kamash Mulan, then no. But Ibai Seymour Rab Nosan, I also tell you it's a chiddush. What's the chiddush? Rab Nosan Hasim Huda Amalei Bala Shalab Balabar Ana Turai Bibir Chishkachse. There, the Balabar has to make up all of it. When the Baal HaShor is exempt because of, you know, he's only paying a quarter, he's got to pay three quarters because Lamaisa was found in his pit. He's the one who's really liable. So that which you can't get from him, I'll make up. Here, maybe no. I could say it was the, over here, you can't say that the Basar caused the damage and Emurin did not cause the damage. Of course Emurin played a significant role here. So a proportion of it should be attributed to the Emurin. And don't say when you can't pay from the Emurin, the Basar has to make up for the difference because both played a significant role. By the bar, it's really the bar who did this because Lamais of the animal is found in the pit. But over here, they both are equal partners in causing the hezek. So maybe even according to Reb Nosson, I wouldn't say just because you can't collect from the Emurin that you can collect this proportion from the Basar. Here, each one played an equal role, and the Basar is not more on the hook than the Emurin. All right, yeah.
Why does Rabbanan need to be chiddush? Why can't it just be? Why is Pshita a problem here?
We don't say things that are pashut. We don't bother. Some people publish Sfarim. The whole Sefer is Pshita. They usually give them out for free. Sometimes they even sell it for money. Half of the Svarim sale, the entire thing, is Pshita. Just the guy needs to publish a sefer for his own, felt like publishing his notes.
But we're looking for a source. We're not looking for a chiddush.
We're looking for a chiddush.
What?
Shlamim sheziku, you're only going from the Basar, not from the Emurim. He said, Pasha, you're not going from the Emurim. No, you're not going from the Basar, the chelek of the Emurim. That's Pasha too. Well, if it's Pasha, we have a reason. Well, then what are you wasting our time for? What are you charging me money for a sefer that has nothing new in it? Okay, fine. Amar Rava, continue the second line over here. Taida Shezika Goivimi Besara. A carbon taida is also shlamin. So you collect mi besara, that was what we said. Shlamin Sheziku Goivimi Besara. Ve'ena Goivimi Lachma. Just like you're not goivim from the Emurim of the shlamin, you're not goivim from the four bread, loaves of bread that would come together with the carbon taida. Pshita, 1 minute. Lechem, pshita. The lechem here didn't cause the hezek. The emurin, it was a chiddush, even though the emurin caused the hezek, was part of the animal at the time the hezek occurred. We don't collect their portion from the basar. The lechem wasn't even there. The lechem was bread. It didn't cause any damage. Lechem shita. No, sefer it's the richale. We need it for the sefer of this comment. Nizak, meaning even if not every part of the book is a chiddush, at least if you have one chiddush in the book, it's worth it. But nizak, oichol basar, umiskaper. The who is going to eat the carbon? The nizak. He gets the carbon. Umiskaper maybe lechem. Who's going to receive the kapara for the carbon taida? Who gets the credit? The guy who donated it. Not the nizak who collected it as payment. So who pays for the bread? The guy who's getting credit or the guy who's eating the meat? Who needs the bun? Hanami pshita. Maldatema. No, this is also a pashut. Who pays for the bread? The miskaper, the guy who's getting the credit, pays for the bread. No. I might have said, maldatema, cave in the lechem hechshera de zerachu. Since the bread is just to serve as a bun, it's there in order to eat the meat together with the bread. The guy who's eating the meat should pay for the bun. Lahavdil. Dealing with a bun. This is the lachmei taida. Lemele, at achalta basar, va'ana icy lechem. You're eating the hamburger and I should pay for the bun? Kamash malan, de lechem chiyuva de bailamu. The lechem is not only hechshera de zevach, it's not only to eat the meat together with the bread, it's an independent item, and therefore corresponds as brought by the person who receives credit for the carbon. This is important. Bekamara is critical. All right, have a fun. We learned in an interesting halacha, took us all over Bava Kama, that what? Shlamim Sheziku, are Gavim Bisaran, The emurin, which apparently got me back, of course, cannot be used as payment. But not only that, the proportion that could be attributed to the emurin is not collected from the basar. Either according to Reb Nelson or the Rabbanan, it's a chiddush according to each. Who is this following? Who is this according to? That you collect the basar of the animal for nezikin. Shlamim sheheziku goivem ibisaran. An animal is alive. It causes hezek. You pay back the hezek from the flesh of the animal of the shlamim. Who is this according to? So says the Shita Mekubetzes. Aliba de Rabbi Yosi Aglili ka'amar. Do kim de lemasnitz in kavase. This is Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds shlamim, kachim kalim, amamon bailim. So when it caused the damage, it was yours. You're paying back. It's yours. So you can pay from the basar of carbon shlamim. According to the Rabbanan, the shlamim are mamon gavoa. The minute you consecrate it, it's mamon gavoa. So you're obligated to pay shlamim sheziku? You pay me besaran? No. Sharei ehu. Rei ehu velo shel hektish. Just like kachay kachim that cause damage or are damaged, you don't have to pay. So too, kachim kalim, according to the Rabbanan, same as kachay kachim, sharei ehu velo shel hektish. This whole sugya of shlamim sheziku is only according to who? Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So when it caused damage, it was yours. So you pay back from the basar that you're going to retrieve. It will be allocated to you later. Okay. So look over here. Makes sense, Chevra? Makes sense? Logical statement? Sounds good. Says the Rambam over here. Perches hilchos niske mamon alocha bey. Zok the Rambam. Shlamim sheziku goivim ibesorom. Shlamim that cause damage, you collect its flesh to pay back the meat of the animal to pay back the damage that you caused. You don't collect the proportion, the percentage can be attributed to the emurin from the basar. You only pay back the basars, that percentage of the animal you recovered in the end. You pay back, your percentage. Shemurin shall kachim kalim moin limbahen. They move in a burn the gabim mizbeach. That's not your responsibility. That was our whole sugya. So how would you say the Rambam paskins? Like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, like the Rabbanon. What's the status of kachim kalim? Momon gavoa, momon bailim. I would have said it's momon bailim. Shlamim sheziku. You're obligated to pay for the damage that it caused, and you pay back from the animal. The problem is, Chaver, look over here. Zokter Rambam, Perek Dad of Hilchos Meila Lochaches, famous contradicting classical contradiction in the Rambam. Hamoicher Oilasa Vishlamav Loy Asa Klum. A person has an oil. Now that's kachim kachim. But even a shlamim, which is kachim kalim, loy asa klum. You can't sell it. Can you use it for Mo's Kiddushin? What would you say? Sounds like no. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, can you use a shlamim for Mo's Kiddushin? Yeah, you bet. Kachim kalim, mamon bailim. Fact the Mishnah Lamelch, then the Rambam here is contradicting himself. Earlier the Rambam told us if shlamim cause hezek, so then it's you're obligated to pay. Hektish. No, shlamim is mamon bailim. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, if it's mamon bailim, why can't I sell it? Zok the Mishnah Lamelch. Teimu hu bein I din zeh. The parak ha'isha meaning the high price of the mocha also v'shlam of lekel look me Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Gemara says that price of hamocha also v'shlam of also klum is not following Rabbi Yosi Aglili, because according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili you can sell it. Tani b'hamocha also v'shlam of also klum also v'lo klum mashma the Rabbi Yosi hamocha shlam of ma'ase kayama according to Rabbi Yosi you can't sell it. But the even parakas mehilchos niske moment. Pazak Rabbeinu, v'chol ha'kashim shechem b'hem me'il, ein b'hem din nezikin. Mashu d'shlamim shechem b'hem din me'il, yesh b'hem din nezikin. The Rambam says, whatever doesn't have me'il, there is nezikin. Who is that? Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the kashim kalma, mamam b'aylam. V'chein nir, mimashu pazak Rabbeinu, gabi shlamim sheziku, v'chein toida shezika. The law me took me'el aliba, the Rabbi Yosi Aglili. You're obligated to pay for the hezek that shlamim caused. That's only according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The shlamim belong to you. If the shlamim don't belong to you, sharei ehu, v'lo shar shel hektish. Viluhacha pasuk da meicha shlama v'layasav leiklum. Here he pauses. If you sell it, it's nothing. V'din zeh eino l'Rabbi Yosi. V'nir kimizak eshtara l'beitre. The Rambam seems to be subscribing to two contradictory positions. Okay, so tomorrow we're going to have to resolve this contradiction. Cliffhanger. Yeah, the Ksais has one answer. Reb Chaim has a similar answer. And we'll see the Stipler has a different answer. And then Mr. Shem will go on. I'm afraid of